This next Evan's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Evan's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe gets questioned about his singing on the Scambusters theme song. Agnes wants to know how Davin is doing on his divorce proceedings and is also concerned that Mavis told her that her new boyfriend got in an accident. Yeah, news travels fast in Ghana. Dick's situation has taken a toll for the worst as we find out it might be curtains for Mr. Whiskers, and Mavis is concerned but wants pictures. So listen and enjoy.
Did I ever claim I could sing?
No. All right. A few things you haven't played.
Last week we played the whole version.
I like that, Joe.
It's good. Joe did a really good job with it. Like I said, I think we're going to do a re-recording of that. With either you singing the lead or at least doing
Scambusters, remastered version.
Oh, boy.
We'll get it on a bonus CD that we release.
That'll be the hidden track.
So let me...
wisely enough.
No. Yes.
So when we last left with the scams, with my lovely Agnes, I was getting ready to go to court this week.
Oh, yes.
The first court date with the impending divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of figured I would not hear a lot from her. I kind of figured she would shave her speckles because she wanted to know everything about the court
date. Oh, yeah.
And Joe, where we last left, I'm just setting it back up, where we last left it with Joe is he got in a horrible car accident.
Yes.
Joe, as we all know, Richard Eldorado, his alias, is a car salesman, as we all know, and somebody's going for a test drive in the Lexus, and they're doing 35.
And they
treated Joe like I treat him on the podcast. They tried to get away from him as quickly as possible, and they shoved him out the door.
What?
Richard Eldorado was in a ditch for
oh
hours.
My God.
Eldorado was in a ditch for hours. Now, it was during this time that Richard Eldorado realized how much he loves Mavis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's where we were. He finally professed his love. That's where I'm going to do mine really quick.
Okay.
Because there wasn't much to it.
Okay.
Like I said... You know, she knew I was going to court. She wanted to know every little gritty detail that was going to go in court.
No, she's so rubbing her little greedy hands together, thinking about all the shekels she's going to get.
Sure she was. So this week has mostly been us, this past week has mostly been us missing each other. A lot of I love yous and I miss yous. No, it's real. So a lot of I love, like she's signing on at 5 a.m. My time. No, I think she did, today was like 9 o'clock, so theoretically I could have been on.
Okay.
But a lot of just missing. Oh, I miss you too. Blah blah blah. But I'm setting. I got the wheels turning for where I'm going to take it down this road because I haven't done any twists in a while.
Okay.
So it's time for a little twist. But this is what I got today. I only want to read today's passage. Then we're going to let Richard Eldorado have the floor. But I felt I should read Tuesday's passage now.
Okay.
How is the court case going?
Mm-hmm.
Mavis is also worried about Richard. He had an accident. Check on him and help him any way you can. And
oh,
I go,
and it is
and
worse
I go, that
shit.
Is terrible news about Richard. Has Mavis spoken to him? I had no idea. How are you doing? So that has been it, but I just thought that would be a nice lead to get Joe to wherever he's going to take us.
Oh, poor Dick.
But we talked about this last week. You know, it is these girls are probably friends. They are probably talking about this shit.
Oh, wow.
So I am intrigued, because I had not spoken to Joe. I am intrigued to know what would precipitate that email from that Facebook
page. Well,
my
lest they're scamming the hearts.
Lest they're scamming the hearts.
Now, how are you doing?
So after all,
how you doing?
After all that, she writes me, hello, Richard, how are you doing? I miss you so much and really sorry about what happened. I wish I could do something to help you right now.
How about send money?
Yeah. I hope you're good now. Do you have any...
Hey, wait a minute. We just had a thought.
Wait a minute. I look at you and bing, the light bulb goes up over both of
you. No, my mouth just doesn't drop when I have a thought like I'm a Neanderthal, you asshole.
Mine does.
Exactly.
I just looked at
you. Well, maybe Joe did this already.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Joe's
looking at us like, you guys are too slow for me. Okay, sorry, Joe.
Wow, there's a sentence that's never been said before.
Joe, please continue.
I'm sorry. We interrupted your art.
Sorry.
Go on, Richard.
I wish I could do something to help you right now. Hope you are okay now. Do you have any broken bones? I miss you so much. Don't know what to say, but I just want to know how you're doing right now. Please send me some pics. Let me.
I can't with the pictures, assholes.
Send me some pictures of your
bruises.
You
still haven't sent pictures?
Not yet.
Oh.
I sent pictures of Mr. Whiskers.
We know about the Mr. Whiskers.
Right. I'm trying to find something. I'm trying to see. I want to get the picture of me and Rotgut in the dress.
Maybe that's a lovely picture.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I said he should send.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of course it is.
How are you now? I'm very worried about you.
This is her to you.
Yes.
She loves you. Mm-hmm. But remember, last week, Agnes told me that Mavis thinks Richard is the marrying type. Mm. Ready to take this to the next level. Yes, yes. Because Agnes and Mavis went to the beach.
Oh, they did?
They went to the beach together. Unfortunately, they did not take any pictures because Agnes had already sold her camera.
Oh, that's too bad. They couldn't get any pictures together, huh? No. But do these pictures that are her to Photoshop?
What do you think they're doing, stupid?
I know.
Yes, they have. Dearest Mavis, my beloved.
Oh.
My situation has taken a toll for the worst.
A toll?
A toll.
A turn.
Turn?
Yes, yeah. A turn. Well, yeah, I guess you're speaking their language.
They understood that.
They did. They're like, oh, he speaks good English.
Yeah, toll for the... What the fuck am I thinking?
Who knows? Stupid. You didn't have me your pip to proofread, so this is what you get.
Essentially, yes. My arm that I broke has gotten infected. And the doctor thinks it has gangrene and it have to be amputated.
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do? I am so lost and confused. If I lose my arm, I may have to get rid of Mr. Whiskers. And if I can't find a home for them, they may have to put him to sleep. If I lose Mr. Whiskers, I don't know what I'll do.
Wait, why do you have to get rid of the cat just because you lose an arm?
I know. You can't clear
because
a cat box with one arm?
Because I can't take care of the cat with one arm.
It's sure you can.
It's a bullshit story.
No. How dare you get rid of your imaginary cat who you're allowed
to... I don't want
to
get rid of him.
But you're talking like it's
but it might have to. It might have to if my arm doesn't get better.
What are you fucking doing? Rolling around in rust?
I was in a ditch, stupid. I could have
belong.
Salmonetic water in there. I could have gotten infected.
What?
Salmonetic? That's great. That's an SAT word.
I don't think it's a real word at
it's
all.
Not it's, real not, word. It's not a real word. It's not a real word. But I could have got infected while I was in the ditch.
I'm sure.
You have gangrene. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear this, Richard. Yeah. I feel bad because I haven't called him in a while.
You were a friend.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.